Let's go next to a park in Los Angeles. That's where boxer Manny Pacquiao was training the other day for what's being called the fight of the century. Sure, it's only 2015, but give him a break. Pacquiao is preparing for Saturday's title bout against the undefeated Floyd Mayweather Jr. Klein Buen was one of the 100-plus fans watching him train.
With boxing, you gotta have a villain and a hero.
And in this case, he says Mayweather is the villain. Pacquiao is the hero. NPR's Nathan Roth spent a day with the Pacquiao faithful.
To say that Manny Pacquiao has fans is an understatement. He has worshippers.
The fighting pride of the Philippines from Sarangani Province, Manny Pacman.
They wear Manny for President t-shirts. They coo at his pudgy Jack Russell Terrier, aptly named Pac-Man. And one guy even has a hand-painted picture of Pacquiao as an angel, complete with halo and wings. Fantina Cabalas, who drove 6 hours from Phoenix just to be here, takes a photo.
So you think that painting's pretty accurate? Manny the angel.
Yeah, I think so. He has an angel wings in behind him.
Why? Cabalas is happy to explain.
He helped the Filipinos, especially the poor.
That would be Pacquiao's well-documented generosity, from when he was a kid buying candies for friends with the 100 pesos, or about $3.50 he would earn in wind fights, to the hospitals he helps build now at 36 as a celebrity and a two-term Filipino congressman.
He started from the bottom, so he knows how it is. He inspired a lot of us.
To many of the people here, to her, Cabalas says, Pacquiao is not only proof that hard work and dedication can pay off, he's proof that it will pay off.
He's really like setting the standard for an athlete, you know, because a lot of them, they get, you know, high up there, but for him, he still stayed the same.
Cabalas might as well have been talking about Pacquiao's opponent this Saturday with that last reason. Floyd Money Mayweather is the Pacquiao antithesis. He can be called a lot of things, but humble is not one of them. Perhaps that's why in the build-up to this fight, Pacquiao has been portrayed as the good guy, to Mayweather's bad, the hero versus villain, in commercials, endorsement deals, even Vegas. One sportsbook said that for every one bet he was getting on the favored Mayweather, he was getting 10 on Pacquiao. People just want to see him win. Bad. A few miles away, a crowd forms outside of the Wild Card Boxing Club, where Pacquiao is preparing to train. Miss Philippines is here posing for pictures with fans, and a church group provides a, let's say, impassioned ambiance.
So let the Holy Spirit descend on Brother Manny Pacquiao, oh God! Let the Holy Spirit, oh God!
Inside the gym, Pacquiao's coach, Freddie Roach, talks about Pacquiao's likability and his change over the years from an athlete with troubles, chiefly gambling and womanizing, to where he is now, a devoted Christian.
He used to be one of the best finishers of all time, and now it seems like when he hurts somebody, he'll back off a little bit.
He feels bad or what?
In a margarita fight, if he can lip read. You see, he says, are you okay? It's like, why the hell did he say that? Like,
don't worry, Roach says, this fight is different.
There will be no asking if you're okay.
I don't think so in this one, no.
In this one, Pacquiao's not trying to be just the good guy. Nathan Rott, NPR News.